I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Congressman Devin Nunes is here to observe from the point of view of California, the San Joaquin Valley, south to the border with Mexico. We move east to the border with New Mexico and Arizona. We move east to the border with Texas. There is tragedy all along that line. Human beings have committed their lives and their children to coming to the United States. Great ambition, but this surge has overwhelmed the authorities along that whole line. At San Ysidro, the crossing at Tijuana, south of San Diego, there's a tent city in a parking lot. I've seen photographs, 1,500, maybe more now. There are also photographs of people coming from Haiti kneeling at the borderline, the yellow line in the pavement that is between Mexico and the United States, pleading to come in to America. Tragedy along the Rio Grande River. I talked to Jillian Melcher of the Wall Street Journal, who was reporting from the Rio Grande about coyotes, the human traffickers, the cartels. These are the cartels, the ones that run drugs and guns, are human traffickers, and they're robbing everybody that comes north. And when they cross the river and they're intercepted by authorities, huge rafts with 65 adults and 150 children or more, when they cross the river and are confronted by the authorities, one of them, and Jillian reports this, tossed a six-month-old in the river so the authorities would be dominated by rescuing that child, and she was rescued, and they would get away. Devin, you hear these stories. There are worse coming, tossing children over the 14-foot wall. The Biden administration, how do they expect us not to notice this? How do they pretend this is not a tragedy? This is politics, but at the same time, it's a mystery to me here in New York. What is going on in Washington, Devin?
Open borders, John. I used to hear President Trump talk about them being an open border party. And for the most part, there are a few loons that believe in an open border where we can just take in everybody, continue to print money, give them everything they need. But I didn't think the whole party was going to go totally nuts. And then these people just keep coming. You kind of wonder, the word is traveling fast because there's so many people that they're overwhelming the border right now. And then they shut off construction of the wall. I'm actually going to head down there next week to the border myself and about a half a dozen members of Congress, Republicans, are going to go get our eyes on the target here to see what on earth is going on. But none of this, once again, it just doesn't pass the smell test. There's no common sense to it. Talking to Andy Biggs this week on my podcast, we talk about potentially, and I think this might be a low number, that we have at least 100,000 people a month getting into this country right now. That's bigger than most cities in this country, John. 100,000 people. Let that sink in. And, you know, the whole idea here was that we were going to get this wall built, let the Border Patrol focus on the holes in the border, and then allow for, you know, really target the cartels, the drug runners, and then figure out a permit process and a system where you can get workers in to work in high tech and that have special skills that we need in this country to do jobs. That's what most of the other countries around the globe in the developed world, that's what they have. So it was all about border security first and then dealing with the people that are here later. But John, you're talking about, you know, potentially well over a million people coming into this country this year. It's astounding.
The report from San Diego, upwards of 1,500 are expected at the San Diego Convention Center, something you know well. I've never been there. A beautiful downtown part of town. But of the 500 or 700 young people, unaccompanied females, they're concentrating females in the facility, something like 70 to 90 of them tested positive. Devin, this is a state of California that's reopening. It's reopening because the governor has political needs. But at the same time, this is tragedy. But at the same time, it's a threat to the people of San Diego. They're having in-person teaching for these young people who are living cheek by jowl with COVID-19. Now, I know they won't die from it. These are young people with strong immune systems. They're not from Mexico, says the Mexican legation. They're abandoned children I can't even finish this sentence, Devin. California has a problem that nobody can solve.
Well, and John, and keep in mind that most of our schools have been shut down and remain shut down in this state. If you're lucky, your child might be going to school 2 to 4 days a week, and even then it's only for 2-3 hours a day. Very few schools are actually open, and so the hypocrisy, and once again, this is not being reported on, so it gives back a problem of this would not be sustainable. If this was a Republican that was doing this, saying, keep the schools closed, we're not going to let them open, but we're going to be instructing kids who are here illegally and brought here illegally at a convention center in San Diego, I'd be gone. Every Republican, you'd be thrown out of office. So I believe that this is an 80%+ issue. But as long as the media, 95% of the media being left wing and a mouthpiece, a Pravda-like mouthpiece for the left, we're going to continue having open borders and people are going to continue to flow in. And this is an emergency. This is a crisis like we have not seen. And, you know, maybe it's being magnified by COVID. Perhaps the economies have really turned bad in other parts of the world and we're slow on the uptake of it. That's a possibility. Or maybe it's just that the borders are open and nonprofit groups are sending out the messages, come one, come all. Coyotes are getting paid and we're being overwhelmed. There's more to be learned.
The HR1 ambition, the infrastructure ambition, the tax hike ambition, the restructuring of America ambition. Certainly the Democrats know by now none of that is going to happen if they can't solve the border, Devin. None of it. It's all going to be secondary compared to the scale of tragedy that we're expecting.
Well, what they want to do with this so-called infrastructure bill is they want to raise taxes.
Right.
They want to use it to say, we're going to build all these nice things in your community, and oh, don't worry about it. It's not going to be you that's going to be taxed. It's going to be that man behind the tree. So, you know, just the idea that the hypocrisy of them saying that they want to raise the corporate tax rate up to 28% when we finally stopped the decade-long fleeing of big corporations from this country to overseas because of our broken, corrupt tax system. We finally stopped that and seared the bleeding off. To want to go back to that and then to hypocritically say that the tax bill, that the Tax Cut and Jobs Act that was passed by the Trump administration, to the audacity to say that's sped up the people that are leaving the corporation. It's like you live on a different planet, John. It's not true.
A different planet is the theme of the Biden administration, not our planet. Devin Nunes, 22 California. I'm John Batchelor.